This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. We have breaking news on KSL. We are just learning that an employee of the Wasatch County Sheriff's Office was arrested yesterday for alleged sexual crimes with a minor. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott with details.
Investigators with the Utah Attorney General's office have arrested Mitchell McKee. The Wasatch County Sheriff's Office says that McKee was working as the office's administrative services director at the time of his arrest. The office says it was unaware of any allegations before that time. According to the Sheriff's Office, McKee has been suspended and will remain that way until the investigation concludes. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
Another wrong-way driver has died in an accident that could have been catastrophic. This time, the driver rammed a military bus on I-15 in Salt Lake City this morning. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our team coverage.
Utah Highway Patrol says the first calls came in at 6:30 this morning. They say the wrong-way pickup truck ended up smashing headlong into a bus carrying 23 Utah State University ROTC cadets just south of the 6 North ramps. Utah Highway Patrol Lieutenant Chamberlain Neff says despite their best efforts, the truck driver died on scene.
It's tragic for everybody that's involved. Families obviously are impacted. The public, when they see these tragic scenes, are very, very much impacted. First responders.
All of the cadets are okay. The bus driver was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Investigators are still trying to figure out what led up to this crash in the first place. At the scene, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
UHP says there have been 7 wrong-way crashes this year, 5 of them fatal. A big accident at major choke points can snarl traffic for thousands and thousands of drivers. This morning, crashes happened at both the big ones, Point of the Mountain and the spot where Davis meets Salt Lake County. So what can be done?
Speaking with UDOT's John Gleason, the answer isn't so simple. Our unique geographical makeup, for example, limits their options.
Geography is always something you have to consider in terms of expanding or building new roads because you have water on one side and mountains on the other.
Gleason says even though it's hard not being frustrated when you're stuck in traffic, try and remember those involved in the accident are having a worse day.
These are lives that are unfortunately forever changed.
UDOT is currently conducting a study on possibly expanding I-15 from 400 South through Davis County. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
And starting tomorrow, police agencies all over the state will launch a click it or ticket campaign. If you're not wearing a seatbelt, additional officers will be out looking for you. 18 different agencies plus 120 officers working overtime will all be on the prowl looking for drivers and passengers riding without restraints. More people did use seatbelts in Utah last year, but still, 64 were killed in accidents where they weren't wearing restraints. The New York Attorney General is eyeing former President Trump's golf club as Monday's deadline approaches. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the former president must secure a $464 million bond by Monday, and it's not going well.
We know he went to over 30 different companies. They rebuffed his efforts.
If Mr. Trump can't find some kind of financial guarantee by Monday, the attorney general will begin the process of taking some of his properties, including his Westchester estate and golf club. Meantime, adult film actress Stormy Daniels is getting set to testify in former President Trump's upcoming criminal trial.
I relish the day that I get to face him and speak my truth.
Daniels appearing today on The View. A judge this week agreed to let Daniels testify about how and why she received the $130,000 payment for her silence. The Justice Department today filing an antitrust lawsuit against Apple. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the mega tech giant violated laws to eliminate competition in the smartphone market.
Consumers should not have to pay higher prices because companies break the law.
And a long-awaited recognition for a formerly secret group of World War II veterans. House Speaker Mike Johnson saying the Ghost Army deceived the Nazis about U.S. troops' strength during the war.
When our troops were near, this group made the enemy believe they were far away. And when we were small, they made the enemy believe we were much larger.
3 of the surviving members of the Ghost Army were at the Capitol to receive the Congressional Gold Medal. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Idaho police have caught an escaped inmate and the man who allegedly got him out of prison.
Escaped inmate Skylar Mead and his alleged accomplice Nicholas Umfenauer are now both under arrest, caught after a chase southeast of Boise. Josh Tewalt, head of the Idaho Department of Corrections, says both men are members of the Area Knights white supremacist prison gang, and they had been in prison together.
They were in the same housing unit.
Investigators believe the two men may be connected to two murders while they were on the run. Alex Stone, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
We had a KSL traffic trooper give us a heads up of a vehicle fire, and fire crews are now on the scene. This is southbound I-15 near 2100 North Lehigh. They are now over to the right, but the fire is in the process of being doused. Some smoke in the area. Big backups on Mountain View Corridor. This is due to lanes blocked in a couple of different directions with medical trouble in traffic. Mountain View at Old Bingham Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky.